Hello, I'm Elizabeth Babcock. I'm here with you now because I have 30 years of experience as a psychotherapist and have worked with many clients dealing with various types of loss. As an animal lover myself, I have personally dealt with the heartbreak of losing my own pets over the years, which is why I take pet loss so seriously. Deb has asked me to share some thoughts about grief and healing in the hope that it will provide you with comfort and consolation as you continue your journey through this difficult transition. Grief can be the most painful experience most of us ever have. While some find peace with their loss fairly quickly, many others find that it hurts more deeply and lasts longer than they expect, and perhaps more than they think it should. It often feels too intense to bear, tearing open a wound in the heart that seems like it could keep them from ever again feeling whole or enjoying life. If that more difficult path is true of you, please know that this is often what normal, healthy mourning is like. If you've been criticizing yourself for struggling with it, please try to stop. You're already in too much pain without magnifying it further through misdirected self-judgment. The journey of grief can be an extremely difficult one, but it is somewhat more bearable when you understand the territory, have a sense of what to expect, and have some ideas about how to take the best care of yourself as you go through it. The goal of this part of Pet Memorial Sunday is to offer some helpful information that addresses each of those.